Justin, can you tell us what exactly is Contested Urban Environment Strategic Challenge?
So this was a challenge that was set up by the Technical Cooperation Program, which is a science and technology forum combining the nations of Australia, Canada, UK, New Zealand and US. And they identified an opportunity for them to contribute and investigate a variety of technologies that might enhance the capacity of our land forces undertaking tactical operations in urban environments, particularly environments where there's an enemy who's trying hard to make our life difficult whilst operating tactically.
So whereabouts is it being held?
So it's being held in two places within Adelaide. Firstly, in the city, in and around the old Royal Adelaide Hospital, and also at the RAF base Edinburgh at the battle simulation site.
And how many people will be involved in it?
So there's a total of around about 200 people altogether, approximately 100 uniformed personnel from both Army and also Air Force, and there's also approximately 80 or 90 researchers from the five nations I mentioned earlier.
And will members of the general public be able to see them in action?
Yes, they may well do so. So there's actually going to be some mock operations going on in and around the site in the city, and so when they're doing those operations, people may see some Australian Army personnel in their uniforms walking around, moving from one building to another. So yes, there's a possibility they may see those personnel. And it's worth noting that they will be carrying weapons, but those weapons will be unloaded.
So has it been well advertised and well promoted to make people aware of what's going on?
A variety of, there's been a media plan, a variety of media outlets have been approached and we've placed ads into, so there was ads in the paper, radio has also occurred, we've got a website and there's also been some ads placed on various websites.
So what do you hope to achieve from this activity?
Well, it's really two things. One, it gives the technologists a wonderful opportunity to be close up with warfighters and for them to get feedback from those warfighters about some of the technologies that they have developed. And from the perspective of the warfighters, it provides them with an opportunity to have a window into the future and see the sorts of technologies that they may be given in the future to support them in operating in contested urban environments.
So why the old Royal Adelaide Hospital and why Adelaide?
Well, Adelaide is, as you know, a sort of a hub for defence industry and for science and technology with DST out at Edinburgh. And there's a number of people who are involved in this activity who are based in Adelaide, so logistically it made sense. But also the site itself is excellent in the sense that it provides us with an opportunity to test out the technologies when exposed to certain urban stresses, as we refer to them. So what I mean by that is, for example, when you have a surveillance camera on an aircraft or drone tracking someone, that person might be easily lost if they walk between two reasonably tall buildings. So that canyoning effect is one of the things we're able to investigate through this site in Adelaide.
So how long will this activity be running for?
It'll be running over a two-week period from today, the 20th of November, through to the 1st of December, and there'll be approximately 5 days of activities in the city and three in the Sims Centre. We really are keen to make sure that we minimise the impact on the public, and so if anyone does have any concerns or any questions, then we'd encourage them to have a look at the website for Q, and please let us know if they've got any concerns.